I think the haiku bed.
Yes.
I think I also heard on Amazing Race this year.
Yes.
When they were in just generic Asian country, they played this.
One thing I was watching pornography.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like I do sometimes, and this song came on. It was a very sweet porn.
It's really touching.
It was very sweet porn. Yeah. They loved each other, I think. There was. Hold on a second.
That was just grown-up pornography. It was just.
Could you be quiet?
We're going to be together forever.
That's all I needed.
All right, so then we'll do that.
We should do that every time. All right, bye, Jesse.
Bye.
All right, you guys know what you're fucking doing back there? All right.
Wait. Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you guys.
In a show called Stab.
Oh my God! That was amazing! That was like a Pink Floyd light show almost. Are you guys on acid? Because, okay guys, we're going to start this show. Are you ready to meet your contestants for Stab tonight? Please welcome to the stage Jordan Cannon. Jacqueline Wyand, where is she? There she is. You're in seat number one there. Jacqueline, you're in the middle. And last and least, Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones, come on the stage. Guys, welcome. Welcome to Stab.
Hey there.
Were you impressed with the light show?
It was amazing.
Thank you.
I didn't think we were capable of it.
I came up with that idea. Light shows. Thank you guys for coming here. Jordan Cannon, welcome.
Good evening. Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Can everyone hear everybody? Can everything? Yeah, we're all good.
We're good.
Is this thing on here, guys?
This thing is on.
All right. Is this thing a microphone?
Jordan Cannon, we have a personal amplifier here for your using. Jordan Cannon, I don't know if anyone knew this. He is a comedian. He drops his phone a lot, often. Get ready for that. It's kind of his shtick. It's a very weird shtick. It's his
right.
Get or done.
That's right.
Jordan Cannon, he is heir to the Jordache fortune, I think.
That's right.
We talked about the Dannon yogurt.
And the Dannon yogurt.
Yeah. And what's your middle name?
Bernard.
Bernard. He's also the father of Bernard Shaw. I don't know if you know that. Bernard Shaw. Jordan, thank you for being with us for a fourth or third or fourth time.
I don't remember. Thank you.
You don't remember. No. Moving along. We got Jacqueline Wyand.
Hello.
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 How are you, Jacqueline?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. Are you okay with that microphone?
I am. I think I'm figuring it out right now.
Okay, good. Jacqueline is a bread seller. She sells bread.
I do.
And sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a stand-up comedian also. And Jacqueline Wyand, don't know if you knew this, co-owner of Your Sacramento Kings. I didn't know if you knew that. She's
the very same.
I don't know why she sells bread, but, you know, it's just, you know, you got to keep things exciting. Jacqueline, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Jesse Jones down there at the end.
Yeah.
Him and I are having a beef right now.
I don't think I wrote anything mean about you in these shows. I'm almost certain.
I don't know if this is a good time to bring this up, but my girlfriend said you fucked her.
Oh.
And we just moved in together, so it's very weird.
I miss that. My kids like her,
and it's weird. Let's play Stab.
Just made it all.
Pretend the lights went down on her. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. What we do in this segment is we take things that happened today and talk about them, things that happened on this very date. Jordan Cannon, you're going to go first, if you don't mind. Jordan, did you know that today is International Day for Biological Diversity? Did you know that?
Yeah, I did after you told me.
You know what else? On this date, 1849, future U.S. President and past U.S. President Abraham Lincoln issued a patent for an invention to lift boats over obstacles in a river, making him the only U.S. president to ever hold a patent. Wow!
Yes.
How did you recognize the aforementioned events in tandem, Jordan?
Yes, well, I... Lincoln was also a patent attorney. I just wanted to...
Was he a patent attorney?
He was also a patent attorney. Very suspicious that he holds a patent.
That is weird. Do you think he denied patents to all the other...
Other
presidents that had their hand in it?
That's right. Before and after, since. Today I spent it... I watched Sacramento's very own Sasha Gray fuck Lexington Steel. And several other dudes. In hour after hour of her pornography opus. That I have in my very own collection. Which represents, by the way, very little of her body of work. Which is prodigious. Prodigious indeed, like the loss of life inhabitant for habitat for thousands of species. As the number of species that go extinct each day is almost equal to the number of people Sasha Gray fucked each day during her active years.
Wow. What?
Not for nothing that I bring all this up. Oh, in the future, hot interracial guy-on-girl action will be the only form of biodiversity available to us humans, who will live in a lonely, desolate life devoid of all but the most essential plant species, having conquered the planet so thoroughly. We will be all that is left in a Cormac McCarthy imagined hellscape of violence, incest, and cannibalism.
All right.
This tragic future was certainly made possible by Mr. Abraham Lincoln, patent attorney for farm equipment, including the mechanical reaper. Not unironically did Mr. Lincoln not fear the reaper. As Blue Oyster Cult would famously sing, and for which we'd demand more cowbell and insipid and oblivious caterwauling. In the future, there will be no cows to wear bells, as all biodiversity will be lost, and even our docile domesticated animals dominated through ages of training, not unlike Sasha Gray's many mounts, will have gone extinct.
Okay. Thank you, Jordan. Was that it?
I could go on, but okay. I feel...
Jordan Gannon. Well done.
My arguments for the separation of the two, the Confederacy and the Union, I'll leave those.
We're just going to hold on to that for February. We'll hold on to that. Jacqueline Wyand Hay. Guess what happened on this date, 1960? An earthquake measuring 9.5 on the magnitude scale, on the magnitude scale. Now known as the Great Chilean Earthquake, hits southern Chile, 9.5. It was the most powerful earthquake ever recorded. You know what else happened on this very date also, too? In 1977, A1, Canadian bodybuilder and wrestler, was born. Yep. How'd you celebrate it, those?
Well, I woke up thinking to myself, how do I adequately honor the anniversary of one of the most powerful forces of nature and the Great Chilean Earthquake at the same time? I knew I wanted to do it right, but I have my daily responsibilities and I can't escape, and neither of these holidays, no matter what my religious affiliation, were recognized by my employers as a valid excuse of absence. So, throughout the day, whenever someone at work was a dick to me for the sole reason that I make a low wage and my uniform involves a hat, I tackled them with enough force to make the ground shake intensely, wrestled them into a full Nelson while screaming, "Say you're sorry! Say you're sorry about that! Now get out!"
Very good, Jacqueline Wyand. Yeah. Very good. Jessica Jones, how are you? I don't know why.
That's passive aggressive at best.
It was. I don't know why. That's calling right. Your lady name.
You know what? I've got it coming. I deserve it.
All right, Jesse, let's get down to brass tacks. On this date, 1930, American lieutenant and politician was born, Harvey Milk. He was born. Today's his birthday. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Okay. Just one person.
Well.
Also on this exact very date, 1930. 1930, the same day.
Yeah.
The Yankee Bronx Bombers hit 14 home runs in one game, three of which were hit by Babe Ruth. Boy, howdy! How did you party down in regards to these events?
Well, this really is one of my favorite days of the year. My celebration actually began last week when I posted my customary ad in the M4MM section of the Craigslist Casual Encounters, looking specifically for 14 men, all named Homer, to come over to my place for an afternoon of slapping leather. Before the Homers arrived, I whipped up a couple pitchers of my famous Bronx Bombers. It's a delicious cocktail of my own devising, consisting of one part Jägermeister, two parts dry vermouth, and one part whole milk. It's real smooth going down, but the next morning you will be met by the curse of the Bambino. When the last of my Homers arrived, I simply slipped on my glove and climbed aboard my custom-made sofa bleachers, a pitcher of Bronx Bombers within reach, and just watched as the action unfolded on my living room floor. I really get into it when things get going. Ask my neighbors, they'll no doubt have heard me shouting things including, but not limited to, "That's a doozy of a pickle! Give that old horsehide a wallop! Come on now, throw him some cheese! Whoa, Nelly, that was a real bang-bang play! With a cannon like that, you sure can hurl some sweet chin music! Yowza! Looks like that can of corn's gonna be a gapper! Look lively now! If that dirt dipper's not careful aiming that heater, he's gonna have a four-sacker on his hands. Come on, you bums! You better stir your stumps, or this doubleheader is gonna wind up a whitewash. Old-timey baseball lingo sounds sexual. That palooka sure plunked that dewdrop right over the hot corner. Uh-oh! Tweener sure muffed that daisy cutter. Thought he might have snow-coned it, but that spitball was a frozen rope right up the alley. Then we all hit the showers for some good, clean, gay sex.
This was Today Once. It's a stab, foul ball. Top Google. This next segment is called the Top 5 Google Searches of Jordan. Get ready. Everyone get ready for that matter. You too, crowd. This current segment is called the Top 5 Google Searches of Gentlemen and Lady and Other Gentlemen. Please have written the Top 5 Google Searches of an Uber driver. What do they search? Huh? Jordan, we're going to do one at a time and cycle through. Jordan, your first of five, please.
Art of awkward conversation.
Is Uber triple X a thing? You know, like Bang Bus, but with an Uber qualified car.
How much cash can you reasonably expect for your semen donations?
Jordan, be the first to do the second of five. Thank you.
Sasha Gray, Lyft versus Uber.
Jacqueline, be the second of two to do your second of five.
Titty level passenger side dashboard cams.
Jesse Jones, be the third of three to do your second of five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Which hepatitis disqualifies you from selling blood? I got it.
Jordan, be the first of three to do your third of five.
Prolapsed anus moving car porn.
Jacqueline, be the second of three to do your third of five.
Discount titty level passenger side dashboard cams.
Discount. Very good. Jesse Jones, be the third of three to do your third of five.
State and county rules for hosting a bottomless car wash.
Jordan, your next one.
Trunk club?
Drunk?
I'm sorry, trunk club.
Trunk club?
Trunk club.
Trunk club.
Trunk club.
Trunk club?
Trunk club, look it up.
Uh-oh. Trunk club. Images? It's a business called Trunk Club.
Yeah, I thought he might want to go shopping at the Trunk Club.
Okay. All right. Jacqueline, be the second of three to do your four of five.
Is Vistaprint cool with printing business cards with titties on them?
Jesse Jones, be the third of three to do your fourth or fifth.
Identity theft, pros and cons.
And here in the final round of top five Google searches of Jordan, please be the first of three to do your fifth of five.
ClassyUpskirts.com domain.
It's taken. Jacqueline, be the second of three to do your fourth or fifth.
What did Lyft do with all the pink mustaches, and how can I acquire them anonymously?
Bring us home, Jesse. Be the third of three to do your fourth or fifth.
This one just seemed obvious. Best trick to getting smell of Fireball whiskey-flavored vomit out of upholstery.
That was the top five Google searches of an Uber driver. What's the show's name again? That's right.
Hey.
This next segment is called Reorganization. It's a fan favorite. Am I right, fans?
Yeah.
Everyone, please have taken this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? Today's acronym, PDA. PDA. Jordan, we'll start with you. PDA. What does it mean to you now?
PDA, reorganized by a couple of guys from Syria with MBAs who opened a porn store. It's now ADP. American Diagnostic Partners. We'll help you in all your end-to-end imaging and self-diagnostic needs. Hot college co-eds based in North Highlands. We are your total turnkey solution for enterprise-managed or locally obtained hot amateur action. Globally integrated premier telemode display analysis of HD Blu-ray stag films, hot interracial slots fucking in every orifice. We solution architect for your analysis systems, provided for your materials, logistics, processes, and planning organizational need-based system-driven marketplace engine, including women's toys, dildos, lubricants, and all-size fuck dolls for any and every manual or automatically diagnostically related topographic issue for your single or two-phase outboard operation. bringing you low-cost, synergistic, high-quality operations. With half-off happy hour peep show every day from trusted partners in invasive and non-invasive, painless and painful supply to BDSM and teen market. Competitive high-throughput technology for all your cum-swallowing and female ejaculation bukkake needs in certified safe environment.
Jordan Cannon. Jordan Cannon. Jacqueline, what does PDA mean to you at this point?
Do you suffer from constant feelings of mistrust and suspicion? Are you not enjoying your favorite things as much as you used to because your friends are all probably collectively trying to ruin you? Are you a good boy? Who's a good boy? You are. At Paranoid Dogs Anonymous, we understand. At any one of our three PDA facilities, all located in downtown Portland, you can... you can find your own path to recovery. Start by popping into one of our weekly classes and share your struggles with like-minded pups, all, of course, completely anonymously. Just listen to this testimonial. After my owners cut my dang balls off, I feel like I couldn't trust anyone, not even my own tail. Christ, you should have seen it. There wasn't a moment where I wasn't chasing that thing like, hey, what are you up to? Get back here, asshole. I see you. Anywho, I started going to classes once a month, then once a week. Now I'm a totally changed dog, enjoying life, chasing my tail out of pure enjoyment, not paranoia. Like, hey, what are you up to? Get back here. Let's hang out because you are my friend and I trust that you have my best interests in mind. Testimonial given by Frito, age 4, who lives at 428 47th Avenue with owners Natalie and Jason Heiser.
Jekyll Wyand, very good. Justine Bateman Jones.
Yeah. All right.
PDA.
Well, as loyal visitors of my social thought molding website, hereswhatyouthink.info, and those following my up-to-the-future thoughtscaping on the Twitters at TrendSniper78 know, I've been hinting at what the fad dance craze of the summer of 2015 is gonna be. And I am excited to announce here, for the first time anywhere to the audience of STAB, that this is gonna be the summer of PDA, Polynesian Dance Addiction! Sure. Every asshole with hip bones is going to be swishing some hula all over the dance floor. But the real dancinistas are going to be rocking some hardcore fuck-a-see-a-fuck-a. It's actually fuck-a-see-a-see-a, but close enough. And if you don't see at least one ma-ula-ula dance battle per night when I'm out of the club, I will create a brand new, funky fresh, Superfly hat style, and then eat that hat. So be on the lookout for the hottest Polynesian dance addiction moves out there from June to August 2015. But remember, if you're still trying to fuck a na'u in September, you might as well just kill yourself.
Very good. That was Reorganization. Which brings us to our next segment called Write an Angry Poem About It. Write an Angry Poem About It. Jordan Gannon, you were given Patrick Swayze. Jacqueline Wyand, you were given Your Relationship with Your Father. Jesse Jones, you were given Pogs. We're going to start with Jordan Gannon. We would like to hear an angry poem in regards to the late Patrick Swayze.
This is a poem from the perspective of 80s and 90s action star Jeff Speakman. I am Jeff Speakman. Now hear me roar. Oh, Swayze, Schweitzer, Schweitzer. There is no German name I could hate more. Sexiest man alive, and now martyr to sexiness and all female delight. But was I not the more perfect weapon? Did I not serve as America's street knight? I am the ninth degree black belt. Sed non, ho tentato di essere il più amato. Instead, I am the butt of comedic joke. Yo he sacrificado todo este ingrato, this fool, a dancer, this tool, is America's sweetheart. Heartthrob, oh, fallen love, with a dying man, you fools. I guess I was just a fool to believe I had anything you'd need. This is my point break. Dear world, love me as a ghost, for as a man, I shall speak no more.
Jordan Gannon, very good. Jacqueline Wyand, can you do this next one for us too?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The angry poem you were supposed to write was in regards to the relationship with your father.
Okay, yeah. First of all, I had to call my mom before writing this to see what I could write about. And second, I wanted to say that I'm not much of a poet, as you could probably tell by my last few appearances, so this was greatly influenced by the website rhymezone.com, an online rhyming dictionary. So this is called My Dad. Listen, Dad, you make me mad. Facebook is a place where I can look cool, but when you comment on my posts, I look like a fool. Stop referring to yourself as daddy on my posts. Associating you with that word makes me cringe the most. Because to me, that's like a sex thing. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King.
Whoa. Jesse Jones, pog us. Pogs.
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 I didn't actually have pogs. I never had pogs.
Really?
Yeah.
I kind of missed them too. I think we're like the same age, and I remember like two or three years behind or ahead of pogs.
Yeah.
Never got into them either.
That doesn't mean I can't hate them.
It's true.
Milk caps with a picture of a popular thing. This type of stupid shit fortunes can bring. Rocks in a box can be your best friend if you cash out before the fads end. Bean-stuffed animals with tags on their ears, damn near worthless crap in a couple of years. Attached to your keys was a digital pet. That didn't take long for you to forget. But don't be upset. No point to get mad. Takes one dumb idea you probably already had. You can get rich, cash in, make a fad. Just think of some crap to sell someone sad.
Very good, Jesse Jones. That was great. I'm trying to. You see, because YouTube has ads.
Uh-huh.
So it makes it really hard to do seamless transition music.
She's like the wind through my tree.
That's all. I was getting a boner. I'm sorry. Again. We'll edit this part out. That last segment was called Angry Poem. Write an angry poem about it. It's still stabbed. This brings us to the last category of our first show here. You guys having a good time so far?
Yeah?
Yes. Hey, just to let you know, too, just so you know, the prompts for these, all the brilliance that has happened so far, they were given these prompts to write last, actually this morning at 1:30 in the morning on a work day. Because I'm a cunt. So, if you couldn't tell already, I'm a cunt. All right. This final segment is called Movie Makeup, another fan favorite. Thank you. Here are some movie titles we made up. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles. Jordan Gannon, the name of the movie you were given is called Latex Lettuce. Latex Lettuce.
All right.
Yeah. It's your turn.
Latex Lettuce. This made-for-TV miniseries produced by Firangi TV, part of India media giant Sahara One Media, starring Bengali actor Abir Chatterjee and Sacramento's own Sasha Gray. Is a film set in India under British Raj in the 1940s. Birishwar Balu Gupta, Chatterjee, is a small-town latex producer whose world is turned upside down, literally and figuratively, when his rubber cart collides with a rickshaw and serendipitously saves the life of the local lettuce plantation owner's daughter, Emily Condon. Sasha Gray, in a surprisingly touching performance. The two become entangled in a love triangle with the people they are supposed to marry by caste and class, while simultaneously becoming the face of a revolution they never thought they'd see in their lifetime. Uproarious laughter and drama ensue, with near nonstop dancing.
Jordan Gannon, let him hear you. Jordan, thank you for being on the show tonight. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
I'd like to plug my... The Comedy Exchange every second Saturday here at the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Any Sasha Gray movies you'd like to plug?
Okay. No. That's a opus you have to discover on your own.
Oh. Done. Considered done. Jacqueline Wyand, the name of the movie that you're supposed to make up is called The Gargle Gang. The Gargle Gang. Gargle Gang. Jacqueline, go ahead.
Okay. Melissa Gargle was the most popular girl in middle school. She had it all. Charisma, good grades, new weird little cone-shaped titties that drove pubescent boys with their new little boners wild. But after being mashed up with her science class's resident creepy genius for a school project and trusting him to take the reins, she found that she was in much more than she bargained for. Hi, is Harold home? I'm Melissa. I'm here to work on a school project. Of course, Melissa. Don't you remember meeting me yesterday? I'm sorry. This is my first time at this house. Harold and I worked on the project at my mom's house yesterday. I think I'd remember meeting my son's first girlfriend. Cut to Melissa in Harold's room. There is another Melissa on Harold's bed. What the F, Harold? Who is this? Do you like her? I knew you'd never date a dweeb like me, so I cloned you. We've already second-based it. But how? I used the DNA from one of your pubic hairs. So that's where that went. Now I only have six of those. Soon Harold becomes mad with power and clones and reclones those clones and creates an entire gargle gang. Join us, Melissa. No, I won't. You're not me. You'll never be me. You can't escape, Melissa. If you do, we'll tell everyone how you let Harold touch your weird little boobs. But I didn't. But we did, and we're you, and so you did. And now you and Harold are going to the dance together, and you're going to grind on each other. No, I'm a Christian. But we're Buddhists, and we're you, so you're a Buddhist. No! Starring adult film actress April O'Neil as Melissa Gargle, and Justin Bieber is that creepy fuck Harold.
Jacqueline Wyand, under here. Jacqueline, you have anything you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. Very good. Jesse Jones, bring us home.
Yeah.
The title of your movie makeup. Hey, Jesse. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Oh, sure.
just the name of your movie title. It's called Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity.
Yeah.
Yep.
Detective Carl Rudy is 9 hours away from retirement. His new partner, Alfonso Tootie, is a loose cannon with a death wish who had his heart replaced by a bomb fueled by adrenaline. This morning, Jeremiah Fresh started the day as a department store mannequin. Now he's been brought to life by the spirit of an angel sent from heaven with a message from God that he's delivering one bullet at a time. And former neurosurgeon turned bounty hunter, Amanda Fruity, has a secret. She used to be a man. who used to be a woman, who used to be a horse, who used to be a man, who had his mind swapped into the body of a horse at the state fair 6 years ago by a warlock sent from the past to save the future. All four of them are on a quest to find the perfect pancake breakfast for under $7.99. Before the mob can assemble the Spear of Destiny and rig all the Keno machines in Atlantic City. Action, adventure, romance, betrayal, syrup, magic, adventure, intrigue, and Keno. It's 1986's kookiest heist flick of the summer, and it just might work. Charles Bronson, Emilio Estevez, Patrick Swayze, and Valerie Harper are Rudy, Tootie, Fresh, and Fruity. Rated G somehow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Stab. Thank you guys for coming out. We appreciate it. Give yourselves a hand for coming out. Why not? If you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to our many online outlets, the primary being stabforgold.com. Or check us out. Where else are we? We're on Twitter at Stab Show. You can hear us on SoundCloud, iTunes. If you want to see our faces again, you can go to YouTube and check that out. So, guys, thank you for coming. Voiceover was done by a guy named John Alston. You may not know him. What else do we have? What else do we have? All of our social media was handled by Sasha Gray tonight. Wardrobes were provided by Tight Clothes, and lodging for the guests of Stab were brought to you by Jordan Gannon's Bedroom. So that's where we're staying tonight. Guys, thank you for coming out and listening. We're going to be doing a second show in 7 minutes or so. Thank you.